Okay, everyone, welcome back to another episode of Podmas. Day 24, it is Christmas Eve.
Merry Christmas Eve.
Merry Christmas Eve, everyone.
I have a hot take.
Oh.
I like Christmas Eve better than Christmas Day.
I do too.
Really?
I do too.
Yay.
I do too.
Yeah. Because it's just like, it feels, I don't know, like Christmas Day happens so fast, it feels like.
It does.
Like you wake up in the morning and presents and then breakfast and then dinner and then it's done.
And then it's over and it's very sad and depressing because we put so much on a holiday that when it's done we feel empty. Christmas Eve is like, we're looking forward to something tomorrow.
Yeah. And it doesn't matter how late you stay up, you're like, Christmas is still tomorrow.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
It's anticipation. It's
anticipation.
It's the ideas of things are always better than the thing itself, and that I will stand by that.
Yep, absolutely.
You know?
That's
like, every vacation you've gone on wasn't as good as you pictured in your head.
Oh, disagree.
Really?
Yeah.
So you've gone on a vacation, and it was exactly how you pictured it in your head. Perfect.
Better.
To the T. Really? Where?
Yeah. Mostly down south.
Okay. And there was not one bad thing, one thing that was disappointing you.
Nope.
Really? Maybe I'm just a better bitch.
Look, I don't know. I set my expectations low.
Oh, got you. Yeah.
There was only one time in Jamaica where it was like riding the line of being annoying. Like we had lots of hotel issues and stuff like that. And we had like somebody harass us for money and like all that kind of stuff. But like it wasn't as bad as it sounds. If that makes any sense. Like it was like a quick issue that was like dealt with really fast.
Oh, okay, that's good.
So it wasn't like something that was like, oh, this made my vacation horrible. It was just kind of like, ah, it's kind of annoying, but I'm done.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about Christmas traditions now. And to be honest, I'm blanking. So I'm gonna throw it over to you. Okay. And what are your Christmas traditions with your family?
When I'm with Dustin's family, we wake up at like the crack of dawn for some reason, and then they open presents, and then we go back to sleep for a couple hours, and we wake up and we have breakfast, and then we go back to sleep for a couple hours.
Do you guys really go to bed?
Yeah. Oh,
really?
Yeah. At least I do.
So like you wake up early.
Yeah.
Open presents.
Yeah.
And then you go back to bed at like what time?
So they open presents like 6, 7.
Jesus,
no, 6, 5. One time they woke up at 4, I was like,
I would not fit in this family. I would just say, nope, see you later.
Do we have to? Dustin was even like, because he's like a night owl, so he goes to bed at like 4. And then he'd wake up and be like,
whose idea is it to wake up that early?
Yeah. That's what we were saying. We're like, we can just go, we can wake up at 8, we can wake up at 9.
Does anyone ever suggest a later wake up time?
Yeah, I think the last time we were there, everyone just kind of woke up whenever.
Okay. So maybe that's one that's dying down a bit.
Yeah. And that was like when like his siblings were younger too, right? So, but yeah, when I'm with my mom though, we wake up on Christmas morning and we have crepes and we have like coffees with Bailey's in it or something. And then we go for a walk and then we come back and we open presents and we FaceTime with my sister usually. And then we...
Sister doesn't come down for Christmas?
No, because she goes to her husband's family for Christmas.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, which is fine for them.
But I guess this is what happens when you start, like, people start getting married and you have to figure out, like, where you're spending Christmas.
Yes, it's a weird thing because, like, I never minded going to Dustin's mom because, like, my mom would go to Toronto and then my dad has his girlfriend. Like, they usually go down to Windsor or something. So I never felt bad going with him.
Mm-hmm.
But it's kind of weird when, like, this COVID stuff happened because then I was like, oh, well, now I have to stay with my mom, but like kind of feeling weird about staying with my mom, even though like I know that she's alone, but like with still want to be with Dustin's family, but still want to be with my dad. It's hard to be in three places at once.
Pulled in many directions.
Yeah. Oh, but yeah, man. Then we usually like watch a Christmas movie and then we cook dinner and then we go for another walk and then get to bed.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Mine are similar. We definitely don't get up early because we don't do gifts. So we don't do that whole thing. We did that when we were young, but that's but we do get up, I guess, early for me. You know, like maybe start things off around like 9:30-ish or so. 9:30. I think my favorite tradition is the big Christmas morning breakfast. I think I... Ooh, do I want to say that I like it more than Christmas dinner? I might.
Oh, hot take.
I might like it more than... I'm just such a breakfast person. I love breakfast. When we were younger, we would do Christmas Eve church. Go to church on Christmas
Eve. Oh, I forgot we did that when I was a kid, too.
And we would do one small gift we would open.
Yeah.
On Christmas Eve. And then usually it was like a... Just eat junk food and, you know...
Yeah.
Watch whatever was on TV. Like we weren't the type of family to like put on a movie, but like if a movie was on TV, we would watch it. Yeah,
that's how we started watching Christmas Story in the first place. Because like on Christmas Eve, we did the same thing. We'd go to church and then we'd open a present when we came home, and then we'd watch a Christmas Story every year.
That's fun.
But I think it started because it was on TV.
Yeah,
and it's my dad's favorite Christmas movie. So
I think. And I mentioned in a previous podcast, I think a tradition of mine is to always watch the It's Always Sunny Christmas special.
Oh, right.
At some point over Christmas, whether it's like before or during or what. I'll have to put that on soon.
Yeah.
What else do we do? Yeah, standardly, very, very rarely do we deviate from when we have dinner. So we are the family that does dinner at lunchtime hour on Christmas Day.
Oh, damn.
Everyone's different as to when they do their Christmas dinner, whether it's Christmas Eve dinner, Christmas Day night, like the 25th in the night, like supper time, or lunchtime. We do it at lunchtime. Hmm. Always.
We always do ours like around Christmas. I mean, Christmas, what? No, dinner.
Dinner time?
Yeah, dinner time. Yeah. Yeah.
We do the big meal at like lunchtime, and then we... either don't have dinner because we're all so stuffed, or we have like a really light dinner that day.
Mm.
A recent tradition we've been doing, because my sister's husband is from Newfoundland, we do Jigs dinner on Christmas Eve.
What is Jigs dinner?
It is like a big old pot of boiled meat and vegetables and salty goodness.
Mm.
And it's amazing. So usually it's traditionally, I think I want to say... the meats would either be like salt beef, which is the fucking good shit, man.
I never had it before, but it sounds amazing.
It's so fucking good.
Yeah.
I think turkey, you can do it with turkey or ham too, but we always do the salt beef and ham on Christmas Eve. And you put everything in a pot. You put like potatoes and veggies and cabbage and it all goes in a pot and it just boils and it's, oh,
yum.
It's so dang good.
That sounds amazing.
And that's a tradition we start doing for a while. So,
yeah,
that's kind of a cool one. What other ones are there? Traditions.
I forget what I was going to say.
I mean, the post-dinner nap is... We also do walks.
Yeah.
On Christmas Day.
It's just such a good time to go for a walk because, like, usually there's a little bit of snow on the ground and, like, everywhere is closed. Everyone's, like, home.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about anything. And, yeah.
It's a good...
Oh, that's what I was going to say. This weird memory that I have is like, because with my ex, we used to go to his family's place on Christmas Eve all the time.
Oh, okay.
And they have like a big family get together and they'd eat Chinese food every Christmas Eve.
Oh, that is a common one too.
Yeah.
I've heard that from many people. Chinese takeout or whatever. Yeah. What about Boxing Day? Do you do anything for Boxing Day?
That's my and Dustin's anniversary.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. But it's kind of weird though, because usually we're at his mom's place until then. Like, we go down.
Gotta get sneaky with that.
Yeah. It gets weird. Good thing he has a car. Ha ha ha. I'm just kidding. What? Anyways. Sorry, Mom.
Bazinga.
But he, we go down usually on Christmas Eve because he usually works Christmas Eve and then we'll stay until the 27th. So we haven't like spent an anniversary alone in a very long time.
That's such a fun time to have an anniversary. So
yeah.
Is the anniversary when you... What's the anniversary of? Like when you first met? When you first became boyfriend, girlfriend?
It's like when we first started dating, kind of.
Okay, gotcha.
I say kind of, but like, no, that's when we actually started dating. Cause like,
right at Christmas time, eh?
Yeah, because we met at like Halloween, which is, that's my favorite.
Oh, I love that.
And then like we met like a couple times and then we actually started seeing each other like throughout end of November, early December. And then Boxing Day, he texts me. He's like, hey, do you want to be my girlfriend? I was like,
so cute. Well,
okay.
Sure. Yeah. Yes,
because like we're kind of already official at that point. We just like hadn't said it, if that makes any sense. So, but yeah. Other than that, no.
Nothing on Boxing Day. Yeah, it's Christmas is you know, a time to just chill the fuck out, eat lots of food. I will say, and like, this is cynical Sarah coming out, but I very much so think everyone should be thanking their mothers during this time, mm-hmm. or whoever in your family does all the work, because while Christmas is fun, it's not as fun for the people planning it and doing all the work around it. It can actually be very tiring. So if I can tell you anything, thank your moms. Thank whoever cooks you the big turkey dinner. Try to contribute if you can.
Help. I'm going to try to cook my turkey tomorrow. Oh. My work gave me. Not tomorrow. What am I talking about? On Christmas.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I never cooked a turkey before. So
that's going to be fun.
Yeah, and I'm confused about the stuffing because like I'm making my grandma's like family recipe stuffing.
Yeah.
And I don't know because she usually cooks it in the turkey. I don't know if that's bad or not to cook it in a turkey.
Oh, that might be a... Definitely a Google question for Google.
Yeah. Like, am I going to get salmon, vanilla, and die?
I always, like, see people put, like, onions and apples and, like, other things in the turkey.
Yeah.
I've never really seen someone actually put stuffing in it.
My dad always stuffs the bird.
So then it should be fine.
Should it, though?
If it's cooking, it'll cook.
That's my thought, too. But you know? My mom's like, no, you'll get salmon, vanilla, and die.
Here's what I'll say. Do you always do turkey as your main meal?
Yeah.
Okay, because we've had so many turkey incidents over Christmas.
Really?
This isn't so much a tradition as a common occurrence in the McCollin household. There was one Christmas where my mom burnt the turkey so bad. It was black.
Oh my God.
And honestly, one of the best turkeys ever. Like, the meat inside of it was still good.
Yeah? Was it really, like, moist?
Yeah.
It didn't dry out?
Didn't dry out.
Oh, my God.
So it actually, like, sealed in the moist. Like, it being burnt, like, sealed it all in.
Mm.
So it actually ended up being very, very good. There was another Christmas that was recently. Was that during Hurricane Dorian? Maybe. One of the hurricanes that happened over Christmas, we lost power. So it was at my sister's house.
Oh.
We lost power in the middle of doing cooking dinner.
Yeah.
And so the turkey was, I think, kind of cooked. Nothing else was cooked. It was kind of like that halftime, like right before you start making the potatoes. And,
oh, no.
And power went out. And so we ate some of the turkey.
Because
I think what happened was we finished off the turkey on the barbecue, I want to say. We did something with the turkey to get it to a point where we could eat the meat. This was all in the dark by candlelight. We had turkey sandwiches with potato chips.
How romantic.
For our Christmas dinner.
That's amazing.
But then we got the power back. And so the next day we did the whole turkey dinner. We just delayed it by a day.
Hmm.
But it was because of the fucking hurricane.
That triggered Dustin's a memory mom. Of being at Dustin's mom's place in Caledonia. And we were in the middle of cooking turkey dinner, like Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
And we had a really bad snowstorm and the power went out.
Yeah.
But same thing, though. Like, half the turkey wasn't cooked. And, like, the vegetables were, like, just cooking. And then Dustin, like, bought her a little, like, stove thing for Christmas. Because, like, she loses power often. So he's like, she needs something that she can cook on when power goes out. And she's like, oh, I'll just cook the turkey on here. But, like, it was, like, a little teeny tiny, like, pot thing.
Oh, and turkey yeah. Went
it was
no.
This whole thing. Anyways.
And
she's
work.
Like, Christmas is rude. And Dustin's like, it's fine.
It's so funny when stuff like that happens. Because we're so set in our ways. And we're so used to, like, doing Christmas in the way that we know it.
Yeah.
But I feel like those are the ones that, like, those are, like, the memorable Christmases.
Exactly.
So it's not
exactly.
About the food. Like, I guess it is.
It is about the food.
It is about the food.
It's about the but food and the memories, though.
It's about the memories. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's I'm trying to think if there was anything other weird Christmas memories that I've had.
I think it was the last Christmas I was down in Caledonia. Somebody backed the sewer system up there. The sewage system.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. And I think it was just because there were so many of us in the house. Like, usually it's just her and she's on a well.
Oh.
So, like, she doesn't get, I don't know, something. I don't know, pipes. So, like, the pump system doesn't work very well. And, yeah, anyways, it's usually just her. And there was, like, at least, like, six of us in the house at that time. And somebody used too much toilet paper and plugged the toilet. And then her pipes burst.
That's brutal.
Yeah. So we couldn't use the bathroom and we had to use the little outhouse thing, but like, shouldn't have the outhouse set up yet. And it was disastrous. And she's like, nobody shit here. I was like, Dustin, we need to go home so you can take a shit.
Sounds like a shitty Christmas.
Then, no, it was fine. We just had to leave.
Or maybe not a shitty Christmas because you weren't shitting.
But it happened like just at the end of Christmas Day. So.
Gosh. Yeah. My gosh. I've always wanted to travel for Christmas just to like experience a different country around Christmas time. I think it'd be so fun to do a Christmas down south.
It would be. It would also be fun to do Christmas in New York.
Yes.
I would love to see that ball drop someday.
Gonna post that out of context. Yeah, like go down for Christmas and like stay for New Year's Eve. That'd be so fun.
Yeah, someday.
Yeah, it seems like a magical place at Christmas time.
Yes, it does. It's so pretty.
And I guess like I just remember going through a breakup at Christmas time and getting into Breaking Bad.
Such a random show to get into after a breakup.
I was so depressed. And in between like us opening gifts or like being with family, I would just like go down to the basement and cry. And I remember my mom got me a gift card to the Keg with the intent that me and my boyfriend would go and have a steak dinner together. And I just remember bawling my eyes out because I was just like, I can't go by myself.
Oh, buddy.
Yeah, it was so sad.
Well, you know what? He missed out on a steak and a good person.
That's right.
So fuck that guy.
Well, that's it for this one, I think. I want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas Eve. And I hope you're all cozy and enjoying some downtime and with the people you love. And yeah, thanks. And we have one left, so we'll talk to you tomorrow. But thanks so much for keeping up with Podmas.
Thank you for listening to Podmas.
Yeah, this has been a lot of fun.
It has been fun. I'm gonna miss you. I mean, I'll be here, but I'll miss you.
We will do it again, maybe.
We'll see.
Sarah needs a little bit of a podcast break though, but we might do something similar another. I really shouldn't say things out loud to give myself more work, but no, it has been fun. I just I do really want to not talk into a mic for a bit.
Yeah.
That's just me.
I get it.
We have another one left, so we'll make it a good one, and we will talk to you guys tomorrow.
See you next time.